Here we go with the Wednesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out from Maine to Cali and from Texas to Canada. All eyes in the sale barn world are focused at the famous Oklahoma National Stockyards in OKC, host city and barn for the 2024 World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. There's a mouthful. I have the pleasure of having our friend Jerry Reynolds on the horn. He is president, considered the biggest stockyards on the planet. Jerry, always a pleasure. I know you're a busy man. Tell us about this massive event going on this week at Stockyard City.
Great to be on to you guys, Monty. Just as you stated, we're set to host this weekend, Friday, Saturday, LMA's World Livestock Auctioneering Championship. So very highly respected and prestigious auctioneering contest. We'll have 31 contestants from all over the U.S. and a couple from Canada. They'll be competing to be crowned the 2024 champion and then travel all over the country representing LMA and pick up with their name on it. These guys are competing for some great prizes. I think $6,000 in cash and some beautiful custom items, a belt buckle, cowboy hat, world championship ring, gavel, money clip. It's a big deal for the world of auctioneers. This is the coup de grace. Lots of great champions in the past. We'll have a lot of those guys on site here as well, in addition to the 31 contestants that are competing to be the 2024 grand champion.
Geez, Jerry, you better sign up. You sound like an auctioneer right there. That was an awesome job. Yeah, I know the money is nice and all the extra items, but the belt buckle is highly sought after and coveted. Anybody that wins that, if you're a world champion in the auctioneer business, you wear that buckle around with pride. Now, how big of an effort is it to put on an epic event like this, Jerry?
Well, obviously, it's a huge undertaking, a lot of moving parts. We were approved to host this contest several years back, even well before my time. Been working on it for a full year and last several months. Again, with doing the regular everyday job of trying to sell cattle on a Monday and Tuesday for all of our producers and get maximum prices, this has been part of our everyday thing to deal with as well. But we're expecting possibly as many as 2,000 people. Friday night, we've planned a barbecue dinner. In 2010, we hosted this event. It was ONSY's 100-year anniversary, and there was 10,000 people here. I don't think we'll have 10,000 people this week. I hope not, because barbecue prices are a lot more expensive now than they were back then. But we'll certainly be happy to host the event and have as many people here as possible and expect to have a good crowd on Friday night and Saturday as well.
This Breaking Beef News brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crusho Livestock, Oganala Livestock, Moe Ridge Livestock, and St. Arne.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Where's the beef?